Yeah, so there's a lot to choose from. Meaning, I guess the most, probably in terms of like top 10 famous Rambans of the Torah, you have the Ramban on Kedoshim. So I was thinking about doing the Ramban on Kedoshim, but I'm like, well, today it's Yom HaZikaron. Tomorrow it's Yom HaAtzmaut. And I would guess maybe another top 10, definitely for Israelis. I feel like this Ramban is better known, I feel like, in Israel than America. But I really don't know what I did last year, and I apologize if I did it last year, but I'm definitely not thinking what I was thinking last year, so either way, there'll be some Kedushim. But the Ramban towards the, I think the second to last Ramban in Achrayimus, the one about like the nature of Eretz Yisrael. A very famous idea. I hope I'm not misquoting, the Rav Soloveitchik about this Ramban says, we don't have to understand every Ramban. Lav Dafka, that this is like the accepted Mahalach. But let's see what the Ramban says, at least for the very end of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Vatitmoha aretz vayefkod avona alea vataki haaretz. Right? Don't do all these averos. I think he's talking about the arayos, etc. So don't do all these things, lest the land become tame, and I'll remember your sins, and then the land will vomit you out. Hichmir akasav ba'arayos, v'avur ha'aretz, shetitma behen. So the pasuk is very machmir about not doing arayos, because the land will become tame, and then v'takia nefashos ha'osos, it'll vomit out the people doing these averos. B'nei ha'arayos chobas haguf, v'einan t'liyus ba'aretz. Arayos are done in mitzvah t'liyus ba'aretz. So why is the pasuk saying, it'll vomit you out to where? Meaning everywhere in the world is still the land, meaning it's not totally buried to Israel. So okay, you go to Babel, you go to Edom, you go to Europe. So if you're doing arayos, what difference does it make? Meaning you're still in the world. Valsoda davar bakasov sha'amar, to understand the secret of this idea, you have to go forward to Azinu. Behanchel elyon goyim ba'afido b'nei adam yatsev kivulos amim, right? The mispar b'nei Israel. When Hashem was giving each nation its inheritance, ba'afido b'nei adam, he said, separating people from people, different cultures, different nations. Yatsev kivulos amim, he set aside certain boundaries for all the nations, right? And then it says at the end of that pasuk, those psukim, Kichelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevo Nachalaso. But Am Yisrael is Hashem's chelek. Hashem set up sections for each place, but he left his people for Hashem. What does that mean? Va'inin ki Hashem Anechbad Barakol. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything. Yishmeh. V'sam Koach HaTachtonu Be'elyonim. This is also the Ramban Lishita, so against the Rambam, right, in terms of astrology. So he also put Kochos in the upper world, connected what's going on in the lower worlds. V'nasan al kol am va'am be'artzo sam legoyem kocha v'mazal yadua kasher noda be'itztagninus. And each country, each nation, each culture has a certain mazal in Shamayim that influences it. And again, I feel like I've talked about this in the past. I think we could understand the Ramban Lav Dafka that, like, I mean, maybe it's what the Ramban means, but Lav Dafka that, like, if you knew how to see, like, the position of Mars and Venus, you'd be able to know, like, which, like, you know, if this country's going to have a good day or a bad day. But it could just be the very simple idea that Hashem put a certain koach in the world to be the one that this nation is most connected to. This is the nation that its koach is, I don't know, it's din. This one is rachamim. This one is generosity. This one is stinginess. Like, there's a certain koach that they put this am under, meaning to say it has a certain nature to how it functions. Hashem set aside one of these kochos to all the nations. Each one has a certain mazal. And on top of these mazalos are malachim, who are in charge. The idea, the bottom line of the Ramban is that there are certain systems of how these nations are judged and how they thrive and how they'll suffer. There's a certain kabiyachal, Hashem has a rule book that he gave over to certain kochos in Shemayim, that for China, this is the rules for this nation, and for India it's going to be this, for America it's going to be this, and they, not that Hashem doesn't decide what the rules are, but there are rules for how these nations are run. Kinyan Shakas, like it says in Daniel, Visar Malchus Paras Omer L'Negdei Esar, this vision of the Sar of the kingdom of Paras. What does that mean? What's a Sar? V'chsiv Sar Yavan Bav, Nikraim Malachim, K'chsiv Anino Sar Tisham Eitzel Malchei Paras. So the Sar, this officer in Daniel's vision, are the Malachim that are in charge, kaviach, all of these nations. V'nei Hashem Anechbar Hirolokei Elokim V'adnei Adonim L'chol Ha'olam. Hashem, however, is obviously the most supreme force in all existence. Aval Eretz Yisrael emtzaus hayishuv hi nachalas Hashem miyuchedes lishmo. But Eretz Yisrael, the center of the world, is only Hashem's unique inheritance. Lo nasa nale min hamalachim ktsin shoter Moshe banchilo osa li amo hamiyachid shmo zera oavav. Hashem didn't put any sort of intermediary. There's no system of rules. There's no mida. It's just that Hashem is directly controlling it and guiding it. What's the pasuk saying? It's like a non sequitur, that you will be a treasure nation to me because the entire land is mine. What does that mean? It's like you're going to be, the entire land has certain rules and intermediaries, but you will be my people directly. Right, you'll be my people, I'll be your God, because they'll have this intense intimate connection. Meaning I just did find and replace for Elo. Kim's with the hay to kuf, so you're going to have some that are a little bit mistaken. So Hashem, this nation, for whatever reason, the Ramban's not talking about why we were chosen, but we were chosen, and we had an intimate connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said that this nation should have this connection with Hashem should be strengthened by performing the mitzvos properly and avoiding certain averos properly. Therefore it says, keep all my mitzvos, so the land won't vomit you out. So this land, which has this direct intimate connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's the inheritance of Hashem, it will vomit out anybody who's metame the land. It just can't bear it. Okay, so they can go to Babel, they can go to Edom, they can go to Rome, they can go to Europe. That's okay. I mean, that's not okay there either. But since the land there doesn't have that intense connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to make them leave. Things are more natural there. They'll be able to stay there. But Eretz Yisrael can't bear that. So the parsha mentions Molech, but it really is a reference. So you shouldn't do any Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't do any Arayos. Apparently, Arayos and Avodah Zarah are considered some of the most basic flaws in Avodah Hashem. Obviously, Avodah Zarah, but even Arayos, a person's overcome by Taiva. So that's why it says, don't do these things, lest you become tamei, and lobam you out, like vomit it out, the sheva amim, or will vomit them out. I'm skipping like a line in my sheet. The next paragraph. Made systems. Obviously, all these kochos, mazalos, malachim, whatever they are, they their ultimate authority they acknowledge is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, ein tara bashlema. One can't reach this pure level of tahara in chutz laaretz. At least it'll be more difficult. You have these intermediaries, and that leads people to get distracted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach amar HaKasuv, Elokei kol ha'aretz yikra, ki hu Elokei Elokim, ha'moshel ala kol, v'hu yifkod b'suv al tzva ha'marom, b'marom, l'asir b'mshel asal yonu, l'as marach ha'shim, b'shar asal marach ha'yifkod ha'malachi ha'adama ba'adama. But the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Hashem will l'asid labo be Elokei kol ha'aretz yikra, he will be called that, because l'asid labo, then it will have the kabiachol, the entire world will have this intimate connection like Eretz Yisrael. But until that point, it doesn't. So I have to skip. Okay, this is where we're not there yet. Okay, Uva Sifra, you see where I am in my brackets? I apologize to people looking inside. I have no idea how to tell you to find it. Good, exactly. That's the one. Uva Sifri, Ve'eni Mo El Necha. Right, there's no foreign god with him. Shelo Tehed Rishus Le'echan Misari Ha'umos Labo Lishlot Bachem. No foreign Koach has the ability to rule over Am Yisrael. Okay, or in Eretz Yisrael, there's no reshus for some other koach to rule. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says in Ksubos. Kol adar b'chutz la'aretz doma kemi she'ein lo eloka. It's supposed to be eloka. Whoever lives in chutz la'aretz, it's as if he doesn't have a god. Shneamar laseis lachem es eretz kenan lios lachem le'elokim. I want to give you Eretz Yisrael to be a god for you. And it says by David HaMelech, he's being chased by Shaul, and he has to go to Eretz Plishtim. And he's part of what he's crying about is not only the fear of dying, but he says, Yeshuni Hamas Tadeh Benachalas Hashem. They're telling me I have to leave from the security, the protection of the inheritance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go serve other gods. The Gemara says, was David HaMelech told to serve other gods? No. And from here we see, Kolodar Bechutz Laris Tomek Mish En Lola. Okay, Bamar B'Tosah, no, skip that. Umina Inyin Hazeh Amar B'Sivr. This is the part of the Ramban that's the most extreme. This is the part that's the least likely to be part of a rabbi's pulpit sermon in America. Umina inin hazeh amru b'sifre. That's what it says in the Medrash. Ve'avadete mehira. A person's doing, Am Yisrael's doing averos, and they'll quickly go into galus. So says the Medrash. Says the Sifre. Af api shanim megales chemin haaretz l'chutz la'aretz hayu mitzuyanin b'mitzvos. Even though you've gone to chutz la'aretz, so still be what's the word for mitzuyanin b'hem in the Haggadah? Recognizable,
familiar,
but mitzvah. I think it's like you should be distinctive in by the fact that you're doing these mitzvahs. You keep on doing the mitzvahs, right? Shekishetachseru lo yu alechem chadashim, so that when you come back, you won't have to learn everything from the beginning. Mashallah adon shakas al ishto v'shilcha lebeis aviyah. It's like somebody who got angry with his wife. He says, "Go back to your father." Amar la have miskashetes tachshitim, but still don't. Don't, meaning I'm angry with you, but I still see the future that we're going to get back together. So don't like stop wearing your jewelry and your makeup. I don't want it to be that you're going to forget how I like you to look, something like that. It says in Yirmiyah, set up signs. That's a pashup shot of Yirmiyah. Set up signs that when you come back, meaning when you're leaving Eretz Yisrael to Babel, set up signs, you'll know how to get back. Meaning eventually you'll get back after 70 years. But the Medrash says, what are these signs? It doesn't mean signs. Eilu ha-mitzvos she-Yisrael mitzuyon abahem. These are the things that Am Yisrael will be distinctive in, meaning keep on doing the mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz. It says the Ramban. V'nei ha-kasev she-amar va-avadete meheru shmartem is dvara eile. The context of this medrash, that when you go to Chutz La'aretz, keep on doing the mitzvos. What the pasuk is talking about is the mitzvah of tefillin, mitzvah mezuzah, and says, and then it says, but don't do averos because you'll go to galus. And the medrash says, but keep on doing the mitzvos even in galus. So it says the Ramban, it's talking about the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, the mitzvah of having mezuzah on your door. So it's not new when we come back. The real purpose of the mitzvos are those who are living in Eretz Yisrael. Again, the Ramban's perspective is that only there, the mitzvos are about strengthening that connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the point of doing them is in the place where that connection can be strengthened properly in the utmost tahara. Well, if you amru b'sifre v'yirashtem osav yishaptem ba'ushmartem lasos yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shkula k'neged kol mitzvos sheba Torah. Therefore, it says in the sifre, so you should inherit the land and dwell in the land and guard the mitzvos to do them. The Medrash says that living in Eretz Yisrael k'neged kol mitzvos sheba Torah. In what sense? The Ramban is implying because it qualitatively impacts every single mitzvah. If the purpose of the mitzvos is to be done in Eretz Yisrael to strengthen that connection, so then it is connected to the mitzvahs because it changes fundamentally. Your Shabbos is not the same Shabbos, and your tefillin is not the same tefillin, and your whatever, your tzedakah is not the same tzedakah. So all those things are different in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that's the idea of shkula connected to the mitzvahs Shabbat Torah. So let's talk a little bit about this Ramban. I thought it was an appropriate Ramban for Yom Adiyama, for Yom Hazikaron and Yom Ha'atzmaut. I didn't look for it so hard. I looked for a minute and I couldn't find it. But has anybody ever seen a shiur from Rav Schechter on Why Torah, something like 10 reasons why you should celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut, something like that? Nobody knows what I'm talking about. There's some shiur like that, and I think I'm not remembering the title because I couldn't find it. But but
why you search engine is tough.
Is it? It doesn't find things,
yeah.
So well.
No, you have to do the exact title. Uh-huh. One letter
and maybe you'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So maybe it's there somewhere.
So if Rabbi ever does computer science,
I'll be able to tweak. I'll speak to my brother. So, and I listened to it maybe like 10 years ago, so I forget what he says. But obviously, some of the things we're celebrating are what the Ramban is saying here. I think it was about. Oy, why is it escaping me? Who was the Rosh Yeshiva Chaim of Chaim Berlin, like the last generation? Rav Huttner. I think Rav Huttner would put on tefillin again when he landed in Ben Gurion, like after he died. He said, I don't know if he said the Ramban, but he was thinking the idea of the Ramban, that it's not the same tefillin. Also, there's no problem of putting on tefillin again. I'm saying a bracha. I wouldn't recommend it. I'm saying I would not recommend it, but he's a big tzaddik. But that's the idea. Okay, so I want to talk about two things based on this Ramban. So one is, I want to talk about the idea of how do we relate to those who are doing all these things. And Rabban says the land can't bear these Megale Arayos and all these sinners, and therefore Batakias Osam. So if we have a nation that was founded by people who are not keeping the mitzvos, so how do you relate to them? Meaning if the reason why Eretz Yisrael is so special because you're able to develop that connection so intensely, so you're also able to corrupt that possibility so intensely. So how do you relate to those people? But second of all, maybe taking what the Ramban is saying here with the Malachim and the Mazalos and saying what I don't know if this is what the Ramban, I don't know if the Ramban would agree with me. I see this is like kind of the same idea, but to me it seems like it's the same idea as the Ramban, but in our language and how I experience living in Eretz Yisrael. So first of all, we're not going to be able to read this all, but if you guys want to, you're welcome to take a look at this. It's two pages here, meaning it's four pages, but it's two sheets here. But there's the Sefer Ema Banim Smecha, Rav Teichtal. Right? So Rav Teichtal, I'm sure you guys have heard of the Sefer, no? Rav Teichtal was a Ungarish Rav. He was a Hungarian chassid, huge Talmud Chacham, a huge tzaddik. And Hungary, and the Chassidim in general in Hungary, they were the most, it's supposed to be pages 288 through 291. So there's an extra one? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the its pair is there. So I mean, the most anti-Zionist factions, like the Satmar, basically. And then even before 1948, I mean, he was hiding from the Nazis, and Hashem Yikom Damo, he was killed by the Nazis. And he wrote a Sefer, which is intensely, like, pro-Zionist. Mamish, the most opposite of from, you know, the Lechora, the Ashkafa that he had been used to, and he's trying to preach the importance of embracing the Zionists and embracing Zionism and trying to be partners with these people because they're the ones who are going to bring the Geula. So we don't have time to read all this. But maybe I'll summarize a little bit. You guys can look at it yourselves. So he asks the following question. It says in our parsha, we know, as the Ramban is explaining, that the land can't bear sin and it can't bear sinners. It's going to vomit them out. So the question is, how come all these people aren't being vomited out? It's a question. Meaning, why aren't they being vomited out? So he has an incredible mahalach here. It's based on the Orachaim HaKadosh, who has again, I don't know if this is based on earlier Makoros or like Kabbalah or whatever, but there's an idea that not all Averos were created equal. Not all Averos caused somebody to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Certain Averos are more chamer than others, but we don't know which ones are which. Therefore, we should avoid all Averos because we don't want to do any Averos. But also, in terms of not being kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, avoid all Averos because you never know which is the most chamer one. And then he says that But the reason why we don't say that the Averos are batel berov, Hashem should never be gozer galus for doing Averos, because if it's only some Averos and the rov Averos are not chamor enough to be gozer galus, so lechora we should say the Averos that are most chamor are batel berov, and then no matter which Averos we do, we'll stay in Eretz Yisrael. He says no, because the Averos are kavua. It's like the Averos are kavua bimkoma. You don't know which one's which. How are you supposed to know? It's not parish. You don't know what it is. So therefore, all the averos are, it's kemechtza mechtza, and you can't do any averos. If you do any averos, you could be liable chalila for galus. So then, I think ad kan orachaim. I think Mendel of Teichtal takes it from there, and he says, however, I have a mahalach, and he says there's an idea by being porish min arov that if somebody blidas a cheresho tivakata and takes a piece of meat from makom kavua, even though if a bar das were taken from makom kavua, we'd say mechtza mechtza, you got to go to chumra. But somebody who took a blidas, it's ki'ilu is parish, and holchen achar harov, and then therefore we'd say holchen achar harov. So the people nowadays who are doing all these averas who don't have any das, they're tinoko shenishku. So therefore legabam will say parish min harov and holchen achar harov and it's batel. Okay, so look at the page 290. So first of all, I think later on in the paragraph we're not going to read. If you read the whole piece, you need, could be a lot of I mean, like al pidin, parish min aruba kavua, like that. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't treat these people so severely because they don't really know what they're doing. B'chol, they don't know what they're doing. Tinok shenishpa. That's one mahalach. Okay, Hashem has rachmanish for these people. He's not going to be severe with them. And then he says, furthermore, if you look at page 290, the Rambam writes that the Holy One, blessed be He, does not weigh our merits according to our way of thinking, but according to His, He knows how to weigh one merit such that it will outweigh many evil deeds. How does a person know the person did this intense chesed, and the person on the other hand did that he came into davening so many times, and he did other averos with his staklus or whatever it is, but the person at the same time he protected his friend who's being embarrassed, he stuff. Who knows? How do you know Hashem weighs one thing over another? Therefore, it's possible that the merit of settling our holy land, which is equal to the entire Torah, like the Ramban brings, outweighs many sins, especially since the pioneers often act with true self-sacrifice. Today's situation is incomparable to the time when the Jews dwelt in their land and followed the evil ways of the Gentiles. For then, this one sin, whatever averos are going to cause galus, prosecuted against them, and the land vomited them out. Nowadays, however, the land is in the hands of the defiled ones, and the pioneers sacrifice themselves to redeem it and build it up. This earns them great merit and outweighs the sins that they perform in the land, especially since they act unintentionally. The land loves and awaits them. She says, this is quoting a Medrash she quoted earlier, which I didn't bring, it's preferable for me to marry them than to marry servants and maidservants from the outside. Fine. Goes without saying, whatever, all this is only to arouse merit on their behalf, not to approve of their actions, God forbid. I merely express my opinion that we should not alienate them for the reasons stated above. However, I look forward to the time when the spirit of purity will enter their hearts. They love Hashem with all their hearts and their souls, and may so may be God's will. Okay, so this is something which you have, Rabbi Levina, similar stories, very much so along these lines. So how do we know how to weigh people's sins when there's so much Mesiris Nefesh, especially today we're remembering literally the Mesiris Nefesh of so many thousands of people, right? There's a famous story about Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Har Herzl. You guys know the Shlomo? Again, this is recorded, but not like recorded like by his son. So I love that it's true, but it could be true. And if it is true, it's an unbelievable story. One time a Talmud in Kol Torah went to Rav Shlomo Zalman and said he has some tzara, whatever he needs to daven for, and maybe, I don't know, shidduch, whatever it was. So he wants to go to the north, to Tiberia, and daven in Kevet Tzadikim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said to him, I have a much better suggestion. There's Kivrei Tzadik and Mamish were in, whatever, in Beit Vagan. So, like a few minutes from Beit Vagan, there's a huge place of Kivrei Tzadikim. So, which Kivrei Tzadikim? He says, go to Har Herzl. Every person there is Moser Nefesh Ramish. Everyone's a Tzadik Shein Lo Yechol Lashevus Mimchitzasa. They're the biggest Tzadikim that one can imagine. So, go to Har Herzl and daven there. And any of the Kfarim, you'll be angelic as if you go to Kivrei Tzadikim in the north. So if that story is true, it's pretty unbelievable. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, we have just 1 minute to wrap it up. In terms of Yom HaTzmut, that's more in terms of Yom HaZikaron. In terms of Yom HaTzmut, the Ramban says that in Eretz Yisrael you can have this intense connection, and there's no mazalos or sarim or intermediaries. You're connected to Hashem. In my humble opinion, in my humble subjective experience and subjective opinion, I find that the quality of serving Hashem in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, it can't be compared to Chutz Laaretz. What do I mean? I mean that in two ways. First of all, obviously there are Rishon Gimurim in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, just like there are in Chutz Laaretz. The average non-religious Jew in Eretz Yisrael, he has some level of emuna and connection with Mesorah, meaning it's not the same as the average unaffiliated Jew in Chutz Laaretz, from my experience. You could say, and it could be based on this Ramban, that the land itself has a certain magnetism, a certain spirituality that keeps people connected. And for me personally, I feel like my Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, where the whole land is celebrating the Yom Tov, obviously not all the same way as I celebrate it, but people are doing it. I forget what the numbers were. Maybe 80% of Israelis go to Seder. I don't know, it's like 90, whatever it was. Like 90 something. I forget what it was. A really high number. In Sukkot, people are coming, and if you go to some random park, the random Israelis will be shaking lulav and esrog because everybody they want to. If their intentions are l'shem shamayim, because it's part of their culture, because their grandfather has said it's important, whatever it is. But somehow people still. It's something which encompasses your entire life in a way that I feel like in Chutz Laaretz, I feel like growing up until, let's say, 12th grade, it's like my mentality was, it's like sounds like Germany from like the 1800s. I'm a Jew and I'm an American, meaning like it's part of my culture. Like I like sports, I'm interested in politics, I'm friendly with my neighbors, and all those are good things. But it's very hard to subtly remember what's the ikker and what's the tefillah. Just like two parts of yourself. I feel like in Eretz Yisrael, it's much easier for this to be just not a double life, but a whole life. And like it's much easier to broad life. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. It's much easier to somehow that it encompasses everything about your existence. Is more It's more integrated with Torah. Obviously, like Rav Teich Tal says, I'm not saying things are perfect at all. I'm not the kind of person who idealizes like Zionists, says everything they're doing in their heart of hearts is really a Shem Shamayim, and they're all tzaddikim nistarim. I do not believe that. I believe that we have a lot of work to do and a lot of davening to be said. At the same time, so much Hakaras HaTov to be able to be here and all the bracha we have in spirituality and Gashmius and Eretz Yisrael, and that should just literally be the eschalta of bigger and better things which should come today. B'mehirah v'yameinu, amen.